23. Gary lay on the crest of the hill, flushed and panting. It was not a particularly tall hill, but it was steep, and it had put up a good fight. The loose dirt had given way more than once during his climb. On one occasion, he grasped at a large weed sprouting out of the side of the hill, hoping to pull himself up Indiana Jones style. Then the weed tore loose from the soil just like the weed had for Indy. Gary's arm shot backward until his clenched fist slammed into his forehead. His weight pitched backward, and he only managed to keep from falling by turning and sprinting all the way down the hill. He went more slowly and carefully on his next try and made it to the top. Then he lay on the ground, panting, while Tyler laughed.
"You think it's real funny?" Gary said between breaths. "Don't you?"
"I do. I really do."
"You think you could have done better?"
"At climbing? Probably not. But I like to think that I would have remembered that we can fly. At least the girl isn't crying anymore. Watching you cheered her right up."
"Good. She'll be crying again soon enough. So, back to plan A. You go grab her and run clear. I'll appear behind the dragon and take it out."
"No, Gary. I told you. We aren't gonna do that."
"Do you have a better idea?"
"Yes," Tyler said. "I'll go reason with her."
"I already tried reasoning with her."
"Yes, and having me do it is a better idea."
Tyler stood up and looked down at the little girl and the dragon she'd named Kelly. She hadn't moved a muscle since Gary left them. Tyler looked down at Gary and muttered,
"Here's how a wizard does it."
He raised his staff and floated forward silently, landing on the ground a non-threatening 10 feet in front of the girl. Tyler smiled at the girl. She frowned at him. Tyler smiled up at the dragon. It looked down at Tyler with an expression that seemed familiar and definitely hostile, but hard for Tyler to place.
"It's like it thinks I'm beneath contempt, and it really wants to eat me? Like I'm both food and garbage?"
Then it struck Tyler.
"That's probably the expression I have on my face when I look at a Big Mac."
Tyler said,
"Hello. My name's Tyler. What's your name?"
The girl said,
"I told your friend that I don't talk to strange men."
"Yes, that's very wise. But you see..."
"Yeah, your friend kept talking when I told him that too. Your friend seemed really dumb, mister. My daddy says I shouldn't be friends with dumb people. He says that if your friends are dumb, you get dumb."
"There's probably some wisdom in that."
"How long have you been friends with him?"
"Long time, I bet."
5 minutes later, Tyler stood up straight and tall, turned his back on the little girl and her dragon, and flew back to Gary's position with a look of dignified stoicism on his face. Gary had heard the entire conversation and enjoyed every second of it. As Tyler landed, Gary asked,
"When she called you butt brain, do you think she meant that your brain is in your butt? Or that your brain is a butt?"
"I hadn't given it much thought," Tyler said through gritted teeth.
"But if you were to give it some thought, would you do it in your..."
Tyler pointed his staff at Gary. The silver hood ornament wobbled in the air inches from Gary's face.
"Keep talking," Tyler said. "Say one more word. That's all the excuse I need."
Gary carefully pushed the hood ornament away from his face and smiled up at Tyler.
"She's harder to deal with than we expected."
Tyler deflated.
"Yeah, she's a real pill. I had to leave before I did something I'd be ashamed of."
"And you're not ashamed of letting a little girl talk to you like that?"
"No. I'm not particularly proud of it either. Well, we have to figure out how to get her away from that dragon."
Gary said,
"I have an idea."
Tyler looked up hopefully and said,
"Shoot."
"You go down there, grab the girl by the arm, and drag her away from the dragon."
Tyler looked away from Gary, disgusted, and mumbled,
"Shoot."
How much time are we gonna waste getting rid of this one dragon?
As much time as it takes to figure out a way that doesn't involve manhandling a child.
Instead, you're trying to think of a way to trick her.
I'd like to walk away from this not feeling like a monster.
Tyler stood up, beat the dust out of his red and purple striped robe, straightened the matching hat, and said,
I'm going back in.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go lure her away from the dragon.
How?
Somehow? I don't know. Just wait here and be ready to transport in behind that dragon as soon as she's far enough away.
Tyler pointed his staff and glided down the cliff face to a patch of ground near the pond's edge that he figured was far enough away to be safe from him and the girl when Gary lowered the boom. Tyler forced a cheery look onto his face and in a bright, friendly voice said,
Hello again?
The girl turned at the waist and craned her neck to glare sidelong at Tyler and said,
Go away!
Now, there's no need to be rude.
You're the one being rude,
the girl shouted.
By bothering me when you know I don't want to talk to you because you're stupid.
Tyler dropped the cheery facade, but managed to maintain his temper.
There's no need for insults either.
That's right. You should say you're sorry.
What for?
Insulting me. You called me rude, buttbrain.
In his ear, Tyler heard Gary talking to him through the battle comm.
She actually has a point, Tyler. Maybe you should apologize.
Tyler shook his head.
Come on, Tyler. You know you've gotta.
Tyler shook his head again.
What's the goal here? Gary asked. To make the girl admit she's wrong? Or to get her away from the dragon so we can take it out and never see her again.
Tyler clenched his jaw so hard he feared his teeth would crack. He parted his lips and grunted,
I'm sorry.
The girl smiled beatifically and said,
Apology accepted.
Tyler closed his eyes.
Gotta calm down. Gotta think rationally. Remember what the goal is here, just like Gary said. Wait, I'm following Gary's advice now? Is that really thinking rationally? First time for everything. Gotta get her away from the dragon. What can I use to draw her over? What does she like? Dragons. Making a second dragon seems counterproductive. She likes insulting me, making me feel bad. Maybe I can use that.
Tyler said,
I challenge you to a game.
The girl sighed heavily, but asked,
What kind of game?
It's like follow the leader, but in reverse.
The girl thought a moment, then said,
So I don't follow the leader?
That's not what I mean.
That'd just be me standing here watching you act like a fool.
Yeah, that's not the game.
Good, 'cause I'm already doing that.
Tyler said,
The way the game works is, whatever I do, you do the opposite. If I raise my left arm, you raise your right. If I take a step forward, you take a step back. We do that until you mess up, then you lead and I follow, and we see who can go longest without making a mistake.
The girl said,
That's a dumb game. I don't want to play.
You're afraid you'll lose.
The girl looked disgusted, but said,
Fine.
She stood and faced Tyler. Tyler put down his staff, stood with his arms at his side, and said,
Okay, starting now,
and lifted his right arm. The girl lifted her left. Tyler lifted his left arm. The girl lifted her right. Tyler took a small step to the left. She took a small step to the right. Tyler took a giant step backward. The girl took a giant step forward. The dragon stayed put. Tyler took another giant step backward. She took another forward while the dragon didn't move. Tyler lowered his right arm and whispered,
How much farther?
Gary said,
One more big step ought to do it.
Tyler took a large step backward. He felt the panicky sensation of his foot not finding ground where it thought it would. Then he felt his foot plunge into cold water, followed by soft mud. He waved his arms in an effort to stay upright, but in the end it only made a larger, more interesting splash as he fell backwards into the pond. He thrashed around for a few seconds, then stood up, still knee-deep in the cold, muddy water. Tyler muttered,
"She's far enough away. Make you move."
Gary said,
"Actually, she's still too close. When I said one more big step would do it, I meant it would drop you in the pond. And I was right."